Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. In this episode, I'll be interviewing Dan Tetzel.
Comedian, writer, activist, history buff, geography tan, burnt umber PE, spaceman, cowboy, slinky dog, potato head, T-Rex. Dan Tetzel, welcome to Inside the Comedian.
Well, thank you for having me.
Dan Tetzel. Do you think comedians will ever discover the funniest thing?
No.
Right.
No. Because comedians are dreamers.
Right.
They are strivers. They are lazy.
Correct.
And so if they found it, they wouldn't want to tell anyone, because then that would be over and the gravy train would come to a stop.
You're right. So it's almost... comedians are a bit like NASA. If they ever get to the moon, it's over.
Right. I see. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, in a way, yes. And also, comedians are essentially based on the science of Nazi Germany. So they're very like NASA
That's
as well.
That's very true, isn't it? Yeah. Certainly increasingly these days.
Yes. It's a free speech thing, isn't it? I think you'll find.
I think that's what it comes down to. It's a free speech thing.
Yeah.
I simply want the freedom to be horrible to people who don't look like me.
But not be told off about it.
Absolutely. I want the freedom to not be told off about it.
Don't you tell me off.
And I want the freedom to wear these gorgeous uniforms.
Yeah.
And to march up and down in public squares.
Yes.
I want the freedom to do that.
Yes.
So the world is a terrifying place
these days. Oh, God,
yes. As we possibly stumbled into there. Some would argue, as we've just said, that it isn't. But... are comedians, do you think, partially to blame for how rotten everything's gotten?
Yes, I do.
Right. And would you like to expand upon that, or...?
I wouldn't like to, no. But I will.
Okay, thank you very much.
Obviously, if this was a public forum, I'd be worried about damaging my career, but I feel I can speak openly.
Absolutely.
To these four or five people who've...
Right.
Yes, I think comedians essentially have opened Pandora's chest.
Right.
Made a smutty joke about it.
Right.
As is their wont.
Absolutely.
Because it sounds like...
chest.
Oh, yes. No, yes. Yeah. I thought Pandora sounded a bit like vagina, but I was reaching.
You were.
Yeah.
You were.
Puns aren't my wordplay. Thing.
As Charlie Chaplin once said.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Oh, the little cunt, as you know. I think comedians have... They've got a responsibility.
Right.
To society.
Mm.
To be better. Generally.
Right, yes.
And it's very hard for them, because obviously on television there are only four.
There's only four comedians.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
So these other comedians coming along, they've got to teach their dog to salute to Hitler,
right?
And they've got to dress up as Aaron Barshak and break into. I'm not up on what's happening in comedy.
No, I've noticed. I've noticed that. You're mostly mentioning YouTube videos.
Yes. Right. For instance, YouTube videos. They're very good, aren't they?
I'm led to believe. Yes.
Yes.
I've certainly seen some otters playing a keyboard that I quite like.
And I think more comedians could do with just a short advert before their set.
Right.
And if the advert is interesting, the people in the audience will watch it. And if they don't, they'll just poke. The advert off.
In fact,
it off.
No, I think it's a very good system. We'd certainly make more money, wouldn't we? Not you and I, obviously. Not you and I, but, you know, other people.
I mean, mathematically, it's impossible to make less money.
Right. Right. Yes, you're right. So we have limitless potential, is what you're saying. Yeah. Dan and I actually bump into each other rather a lot, filling in at read-throughs for famous people who can't be bothered to show up. Now, I've never spoken to you about this, as I tend to scurry away and have a shower. Do you find it as immensely satisfying as I do?
Yes.
It's incredible work,
I mean, I don't think there's anything better than the feeling of doing a really good job and then knowing there's fuck all chance of you getting to actually do it properly.
I mean, it's wonderfully freeing.
It is really.
Wonderfully freeing.
Come along, it'll be a couple of hours. There's £50 in it for you.
Right.
There might be something in the film.
There's never something in the film. There's never something in the film.
No. You'll be playing. Can you read in for the geriatric, tall black man, please? Mm. Yes.
Would you ever accept a lead role if it was offered?
Absolutely.
Oh, I would.
As long as I could not turn up for the read-through.
Absolutely.
I think that's very key. Fucking key. Not turn up to the read-through and then make... I'd like to give someone else that chance to come in and really shine, but then for no fucking point as well. It's really, really to spend a day rehearsing a scene with, say, David Mitchell and you have to put on a Welsh accent and learn a lot of Shakespeare lines.
And for some reason, the director is constantly giving you notes about what we'll do on the day.
Yes.
Very sad.
And then there's some off-coloured anti-Semitic jokes that you have to keep delivering again and again and again. Mm.
Until people are pretty sure you're ad-libbing them.
Yes.
You're not ad-libbing.
And then they never see you again and they go, who was that strange man who came in and was racist and left?
That was Dan Tetzel, they all say.
Oh, I see. I'll cross him off my list.
Yeah. Now, like many comedians now doing podcasts, you started out in a comedy troupe with two other men.
Yes.
What's it like being the second most successful one out of the three?
Well, it was good.
Right.
And unfortunately, the other one's come around the corner and just clipped me. He's just clipped
me. Well, at least there's still some dynamism in the old act.
Yes, exactly. The one we thought was rubbish is now pretty good. Yes,
is he?
Yeah,
is
so he? That's embarrassing. So it turns out I'm that one.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I mean, I don't... You know, you assume like there's the tall one.
Right.
There's the funny one. Mm. And there's the other one.
Right.
And of course, you assumed you were the funny one.
Right.
Didn't you? You always assumed you were the funny one. And I assumed I was the funny one. Right. You did most of the work. And no, it turns out no. No, we're the other one.
So maybe the other one is just the one who does all the work.
Yes. I mean, it's very difficult to work out why a triple act, how the dynamics there. Obviously, there's a very tall one.
Always a tall one.
There's always
a very tall one. There's always got to be a tall one. Otherwise, people don't know there's a show on.
No.
Because often you're just in the corner of a busy room, aren't you?
Yes,
so
you need
a tall one.
Yes, so we had a very tall man in our sketch team.
Good, excellent.
And then, of course, you had a very tall man in your sketch
team. That's right, yes.
And there is one in all. There's a blah, blah, blah. There's always a tall man.
Yes.
And then there's another one. Mm. And then there's one who wears makeup or fancies themselves.
Right.
The sexy one.
Right, the sexy one.
They often think of themselves as the sexy one.
Mm.
I was the one in the middle. I was happy with that. But now it turns out I'm not even the funny one.
I'm so sorry. You're the sexy one.
No, I'm not even the sexy one.
Oh, right. I see.
You don't move down, apparently. It turns
really?
Out. No, they keep the nomenclature and they move one up.
Well, that seems awfully unfair.
I know. It does.
You have done, if I may be so bold, a frankly silly number of sitcoms. I mean, you've done Where's My Pen?
Mm-hmm.
Space Fuss.
Yes.
Glenn. It's Grim Up Norman. Round Our Way, Glenn Again, There's My Pen, The Lembit Opic Show, Cock a Hoop, Todd's,
yes.
Glenn's Pen Again, Lab Rats. Are you ever recognised?
No.
Right.
No, that's the key.
Right.
I mean, that is the key. I think the key to being a good comic actor is not to be recognised.
At all?
No, to be completely bland.
To be vanilla is
to
what
vanilla.
You mean.
To be perfect, yes.
Yes.
I think that you want to be unmemorable.
Right.
You want to be... fine,
yes.
I think you.
Not too twitchy, not too squirrely.
No, you don't want to be.
You can't be sort of doing this.
No, exactly. No one's going to want to employ you there. You want to be coming in. If you're a day player on a sitcom, you want to be coming
definitely
in.
Come in.
That's the main thing. Yeah, come in and don't come in if they haven't given you the job.
Right, absolutely not. That is a no-no for any aspiring young actors out there. Do not come in if they've not given you the job.
I mean, Well, if you're desperate.
If you're desperate.
If you're desperate. Right. If you're desperate, they might need...
Or if you went to Eton and looked like a gecko, by all means, come in. Yes, come in, they'll find you a park.
Yes, if you're one of those bibbly-bobbly men...
Right, the bibbly-bobbly men who look like geckos.
And balloons...
Vanilla geckos.
Balloons. Balloons on a string, I like to think
of
them.
Yes, they are, aren't they? They are.
Yeah, ugly balloons. Now, yeah, so you come in.
Right, you come in.
We've ascertained that. You come in.
You come in.
You do. Of course, several months ago, you'll have auditioned for the part.
Of course.
And you'll have learned the four lines.
Right.
Which are now two, so that's brilliant. That's half of your job already done. And so what you've done, and you've really gone for it in that audition. You've really thrown your life into that. Because it's important to you.
Right.
Forgetting, of course, that it's not important to them.
No, not at all.
Not important to them.
Not at all. I mean, this is a two-line part.
Man, traffic warden, office man,
yes,
whatever your...
Bank manager.
Second man. All of these characters are absolutely unimportant. Mm. So, you have come in, and you've given it your all.
Right.
And you've made interesting choices. Mm. And you've made, maybe a funny voice or a look to camera.
Right.
What you have to do is, once you've got the job, forget all that.
Forget all that. They don't want it.
No, just come in and say it as quickly as possible and leave.
Right.
Literally leave. Just don't...
Don't ask if it's okay if you leave. Just leave.
They'll let you
do
know.
Do the line
they
and leave.
They let you know.
Yeah. Oh, do they? Oh, that's good.
Well, they let
them.
You know by just turning away.
Right.
Just turning away and handing you over. A teenager might come up to you and go, oh, great, it's brilliant. I'll get a car. Yeah. Do you mind if you wait for 4 hours? Because our driver can't be fucked.
Yeah, and he's there. He's right there.
He's literally there in his car.
In his car,
with the engine going.
Watching a DVD.
Yeah, and masturbating. And 4 hours, though, you've got to give it to them. But there is a market out there. There are so many sitcoms that need a generic-faced man in them.
Right.
And I think, God love the women, they still haven't replaced generic-faced men.
No,
there
that's
aren't
true.
As many. Generic characters will always be men in sitcom. Because the writers will always be men.
Right, because of course...
And they don't... It's like...
Good art imitates other art the writer has seen.
Yes.
And in the past, those parts were all generic-faced men.
Yes.
Therefore, they will always be generic-faced men.
I mean, I think it was around my... Where's my pen, I think.
Right.
I think I had a wonderful line that I often
Did
think
you?
About... Well, I had a line,
right,
and I remember it very clearly because it is one of the better ones I've had to say in my life. And it was, come on now, stop. Right, I'm calling security. It was a wonderful scene.
Wonderful scene.
And I think that sums up the life of the not very good, quite mediocre. Just oh them. Have they been in something? No, should I then be it? No. Actor.
Right, yes. Were those the roles you used to dream of when you were a young actor?
Yes, sadly. I think my positive ability is matched by my positive ambition.
Right.
I mean, that's important.
Well, in some ways, then, you're perfectly happy.
Yeah, yes.
But in then very real ways, you're clearly not.
No, I'm very unhappy.
Right,
I mean, that's important to remember.
So maybe the mistake you made was to have such a strange ambition.
Yes, I mean, there is a feeling that sometimes I'd make more money if I just went and worked in an office rather than pretended to be someone who occasionally worked in an office.
Right. And then you'd actually have a security department you could call.
Yes, exactly. I wouldn't
anyone interrupt your day.
Exactly, and I wouldn't
You'd get to say that very line probably more than once.
Yes, exactly.
And make far more money doing it.
Yes.
You're absolutely
I can actually work in a supermarket.
I mean, if you built up a decent enough CV, you could get a job in a bank. Then leave that job, get a job in an office.
Exactly.
Leave that job, get a job in a supermarket. Leave that job and still make more money than you're doing now.
Yes, absolutely.
And probably have a better costume each time as well.
I wouldn't have to travel to an industrial estate to try on the same suit that I always wear every couple of weeks. I could just have a suit and go to work and get some money. And I wouldn't be giving anyone 10% of it.
I wouldn't be
giving someone I never talked to 10% of it.
I think you may have just revolutionised acting.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Not many people know this, but you are the creator of a very successful children's TV show based on a famous horror film, Young Predator.
Yes.
What gave you the idea to repackage violence and latent homoeroticism for kids? What was the...
I mean, firstly, obviously, recently the name has come under some fire.
Right, yes. Of course. Yes.
It's
Young Predator. It was a different time.
Yes,
though.
It was a very, very
when
different
time. When was this? 2005 was
yes,
this?
Yes, yeah.
2005.
Yeah, yeah, well, even before, in the 04s and the 1s.
Right.
Yeah. What I thought was, what really struck me was what kids' television needs is any old tat.
Right.
Literally any old tat. What has been done, but is out of copyright, that we can then nick.
Right. And just...
And I just happened to have been watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer that week.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, yeah, we could do that. But with Predator.
Right, with Predator,
Yes. Predators. Also, with Predator, of course, they're invisible. So you've cut down on the one less child actor.
Right.
Obviously, a child actor, you know.
Yes.
You just have a man, a burly man, dressed all in green with three red lights, and then you CGI him out.
Wow.
Obviously, they didn't have the money to do that, so it does look odd.
It does look odd.
It does look odd.
It does look odd that it is a burly man. But then it really does work in the modern climate with the term predator, doesn't
it? Yes, he really did.
He's in this figure-hugging green outfit.
It's extraordinary, with the ping-pong balls on it.
Ping-pong balls. He's sweating profusely.
Yes.
And he's got those three laser pointers sellotaped together.
Sellotaped together, yeah. Well, gaffer tape. We weren't... It was BBC.
Right,
you know,
of course.
It wasn't,
of course, it's not Channel 5.
No.
Is that going to go again?
Or God, no.
Because
God, no.
The cast are all in their 20s now.
Yes, it makes it very
different.
I mean, we'd have less problem with the name, obviously. But unfortunately, the Predator himself has died.
Oh, that is...
And we couldn't replace him, really, because
he was such
a big part of the filming. So, no, that won't be coming back, unfortunately. Oh. Though fanfic is available, I believe.
Oh, fantastic. Young Predator.
Oh, yes, Young Predator.
So what sort of cheeky things does he get up to, or is it non-broadcastable,
really? No, it's very horrible.
Oh, my God.
It's just... I mean, it's... God, sorry.
Do you want to take a moment?
Yeah, no. Have you ever read... slash fic about pappies.
Yes.
It's like that, but...
Oh, my... Really?
Yeah, no, but worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the the haunting veneer of truth for me that really got under my skin with most of that.
Yeah, look, yeah.
Moving on.
Can we?
It was a job on a long-running soap that would really cement you as one of the people occasionally on telly.
Yes.
I'm talking, of course, about Honky Town.
Oh, Honky Town.
Now, you played Jeff Shambling, the happy-go-lucky coffee shop owner and judge. Now, what was it like inhabiting a recurring character like Jeff?
What I loved about Jeff was... What I love about all long-running drama...
Right.
...is the ability to get it wrong again and again and again.
Right. And not be fired because you're in contract.
You never need to learn a single thing because they don't care.
Right.
Because they're shooting upwards of 18 hours of footage a day.
Right.
And they just have to get it out there.
I mean...
It's wonderful. It's wonderfully freeing for an actor.
I mean, presumably the crew. I mean, you come in once you're cast and you come into a process that's been ongoing for years and years. Presumably their analytical faculties are just shot.
No one can remember fuck all. That's right. The main thing. Who's got a baby? Who hasn't got a baby? If the actor's a baby, if they...
Right.
I spent weeks as a baby due to a mix-up because someone had dropped some scripts.
Right.
And they shuffled them badly and I had to...
Into costume. You're now in a nappy. And, sick over yourself.
It was a very freeing experience to know that no one south of Liverpool is watching for a start.
That's good to know.
And to know that, you'd still get your money no matter how bad you were.
Well, that's good. But it was an interesting part to play.
A
coffee shop owner and judge. Were you as surprised as everyone else when he turned out to be one of the 31 serial killers?
No, not at all. I mean, I didn't know, obviously, until after I saw it on television.
Right.
Essentially, what happens in Honky Town is that it's a big village. Everything happens in this big village, and there's a post office, and a school, and a hospital, and a cafe.
It's
and
a
another
village.
Cafe.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
And a small market, and a nightclub, and a village hall. Mm. It's a village, essentially.
Right, it's a village.
Yeah, essentially.
I'm getting that sense.
And there's a pond, and there's a bridge, and there's a separate.
There's a bus stop and a separate postcode. Presumably a second bus stop at some point, or...
No, they just film it the other way.
Right, okay.
And it's a little trick. And what you do is, when you first arrive, you just walk into all of the buildings.
Right.
One by one, in all of the costumes that you might wear.
Right.
Like, for all of the seasons.
Right.
And then you walk out of all of the buildings.
Right.
And then you walk back into them angry.
Right.
And then out of them angry again. Right. And then into them crying, and out of them crying, and then carrying flowers, and then coming out of flowers, and then sometimes nude holding a guitar and your junk. You do that in all the buildings.
For a cheeky one.
For the cheeky episodes. And then you carry a knife into all of the buildings.
Right.
And then you have to do that running. And you do that again, and that takes up about a couple of weeks. And then after that, you start on the words.
Right. Just from A, or do they start with the most common words?
Yeah, you start with leave it.
Right.
You say leave it, for instance.
Yes.
Or I can't handle this.
Right.
Or no! Oh. And then you do that for a bit, and then you do huggings. You do all the huggings. You hug. And then you look over the shoulder, happy.
Right.
And then you hug and you look to camera, sad.
Right.
And then you look like you've got a secret.
Right.
And then you look like you've got a sad secret.
Right.
And then you look like you've got a happy secret.
Right.
And then you look like you've got an erection. And then you're sacked.
And do they do that with all the different hairs at the back of the person you're hugging's head? Or do they all just wear a hood to make it easier?
Well, again, we had quite a sweaty man in a green...
I'm glad he got work before he died.
Exactly.
If we could move on to a more personal note, Dan, if that's all right. We've gone through a huge wodge of stuff you've done, but you're probably best known to your family. Probably. Are you a traditional father figure? I mean, who wears the trousers in your house, or do you all just have your own trousers?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed recently, but women are wearing trousers now.
Right. I have noticed this.
Yeah, so I think...
I comment upon it whenever I see it.
We have, as my son says, two Willies and two Nunus in the house.
Each or...?
No, just between the four of us.
Oh, that's very good.
So two women, one woman and one child, female,
yes.
Brackets. One man, one child, male, brackets, for now, obviously.
And
he has a penis, I have a penis, my wife has a vagina... I'm so sorry about this. My daughter has a vagina.
Where is this going?
That's it now. It's ended. I've just told you.
I think I would have assumed this information.
Yes. Well, what I'm saying, I was just basically telling, I could have said,
yes,
I have two children with my wife. Yes. One is a girl and one is a boy.
You
but
could
instead,
have said
I've gone the long way around.
And
so we
about
all know that those trousers you were talking about.
Yes. What they contain.
What are they containing?
Right, yes. Okay, right, I see.
Four arseholes.
Four arseholes. Now, are these equally distributed?
Yes.
Good.
Anyway, so they're all wearing trousers, the arseholes.
They're all wearing the trousers these days.
Well, occasionally, yes.
Right. Right, okay. How important is family to you? So where would you put it on a scale of work to family? Where would you put family on to family?
Is that a scale?
That's a scale, yes. Well, on a scale of work to family, where as long as you go slower down the scale, you get closer towards family and further away from work.
Yes.
Where would you put family on
that
scale?
Well, I would put
scale?
Them at either end. I mean, I'd...
Well, both ends?
No, I'd put work at one end of the scale and family at the other end
of the
scale.
I'm not asking about work. We've talked about work. Where would you put family on this scale, from work to family?
You're only giving me 2 points. I don't understand
that's
how
right.
the scale
well, that's
works.
That's how a scale works. Otherwise,
yes,
it's a
I know,
triangle.
But where, I mean, what are you...
I can't say where would you put family in this triangle of work, family and breakfast.
Where would I put myself?
Right.
On that scale,
right.
I
well,
could
that's
do.
A, yes, but I mean, if you're asking your own questions, I don't need to be here. Where would you put family on a
thank
scale?
Thank you very much, David Reed. It's been a pleasure to... No, I would put myself somewhere...
Where would you put family on the scale of work to family?
I would put them on one end.
Which end?
The good end.
Which end's the good end?
I don't know.
Well, I think...
If it was a scale...
It is a scale.
Well, I'd put them... I'd balance them, wouldn't I?
Oh, not that kind of scale. It's like a thermometer scale. Like from
like
zero...
Like a graph?
From zero to... That's a scale. From zero to 100. That's a scale, isn't it? With
right?
increments in between.
Yes.
Where would you put them? Between work and family.
I don't think you've thought that... No, look, come on.
One.
No, look. Draw it out.
Yeah.
One. Okay, so if I've said one...
Yes, you've said one.
That would be right at the bottom, would it?
Well, zero would be at the bottom. And that's family.
Oh, fucking do you in a minute. One
yes.
is family.
No, zero's family.
Zero's family.
Yeah. It's my scale.
And 100 is work, is it?
Sure, yeah.
But I can't be 50.
No, you could be 50 if you want.
50 then, you fucking hell.
So between work...
I'd put about halfway, yes.
But,
about
and half. Family, family's about halfway. Well, that's illuminating. I think we've learnt a lot. And is it hard to juggle?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I've tried. Yes. It's terrible. Yes. Now,
you're as hard as ventriloquism.
I mean, that's terribly...
It is terribly hard.
It's very hard to do on podcasts as well. Actually, no, I'll take that back. It's incredibly easy to do on podcasts.
You'd like to do a bit for us now?
Yes, I would. And wouldn't you, Tiny David? Yes, I would.
That was amazing.
Quite impressive. Thank you very much.
I mean, I thought Tiny David was a little bit disgusting, but...
I'm sorry. I didn't have my puppet to hand.
No, but I... How did he make his lips move?
Let's move on. Well, if I may, I'd like to ask my final question, Dan.
Would you mind if I said no? I know you're in... I know you're, you know, improvising, I
yes.
should always say.
Right.
You know, I should be giving. But
right.
I do find improvisers dismissive as a people.
In what sense?
Well, they always... Yes, and... Aren't they? Mm. What? So, yes, and
I mean, that's
that
not technically dismissing things, is
yes,
it?
Yes, and...
Right.
I think.
Right.
So
so you'd like to just stop?
So, as I said at the beginning, I think we should just stick to the script.
Oh, right, fine. Well, I'll read this.
Oh, you read that, and then I'll...
And then you read what you've prepared.
Okay, yes, go on.
So, if the world was going to end tomorrow, it was confirmed, you know, an asteroid was heading towards planet Earth, and there was nothing we could do to stop it.
God.
Like NASA could do nothing.
Fucking Nazi bastards.
Elon Musk could do nothing.
Is that a Lynx flavour?
It bloody should be. Like, no one could do anything. Like, we're going to
right,
die.
Yes.
We're going to die.
Not even the Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis, no.
No.
He's dead. Bruce Willis is dead.
Right from the beginning, I've
right
heard.
From the beginning. Yes. He's been dead all along.
He's been
yeah,
dead
absolutely.
All along.
So you've got one day left to live.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
Right, from now.
Yes, you've got one day left to live.
Right.
There's a bus stop, there's a pond. But you've got one day left to live.
Uh-huh.
What show would you spend it doing a read-through for?
Oh, yes.
Do you know what? I would really, really love to spend those last few hours doing a read-through for a show written, produced, directed, and starring people I've thought of as friends for a long time. And then I'd like to see it on television 6 months afterwards. But I won't be able to, will I?
You won't be able to, but you can but dream.
I admire them, really, for going on ahead with the read-through, really, to be honest, in this situation.
So what you're really, in a sideways saying is you'd like to see your friends finally get their hopes and dreams realised, only to be snatched away in the last second by the apocalypse.
Do you know, you're very good. You've got me round to that, haven't you?
Thank you very much. Dan Tetzel, thank you for letting me inside you.
My pleasure.
Dan Tetzel.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian with me, your host, David Reed. If you'd like to occasionally see pictures of my dog or face, please follow at Mr._David_Reed on Instagram.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.